Many local classical music organizations are participating in the citywide Dvorak Festival, and Youth Orchestras of San Antonio, YOSA for short, is doing so too.
We are working with the Children's Chorus of San Antonio and also with musicians from the San Antonio Symphony.
YOSA Music Director Troy Peters.
So we'll have a string orchestra of students and professionals playing together. And then we're also going to do quite a nice little set of choral music with the Children's Chorus of San Antonio.
YOSA's goal of changing lives through music gets quite a boost by this particular event. The reason? Select members of the San Antonio Symphony are sitting in and mentoring them for this performance.
The string orchestra is going to be comprised of 20 students and 20 professional musicians. And so you have this one-to-one ratio where they're right next to each other.
The January 26th event at the St. Mark's Episcopal Church downtown promises to be both quite difficult and quite interesting.
For the audience, I think it's going to be this great chance to see the energy of youth paired with the polish of the professional musicians.
Between the Symphony's Dvorak Festival, Camerata San Antonio's, and now YOSA's, Dvorak is really getting a citywide workout.
All of this Dvorak focus means that we play all of it with more understanding and more nuance. And Dvorak is just a really lovable composer. I mean, you have to be a real curmudgeon not to enjoy Dvorak.
We've more on this YOSA event and other arts and culture news at tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.